All is quiet across Newark and western New England on this Tuesday afternoon. It's going to be a much different story in 24 hours, as a winter storm will bring very difficult travel conditions to portions of the Northeast on one of the busiest travel days of the year. Right now, we are still basking in relative warmth. Temperatures this afternoon are in the 40s and 50s. The air is cooler to the west, and we will see temperatures chill down to around 30 or so tonight. Now, in terms of any sensible weather or precipitation, conditions look to remain dry through this evening and even through much of the overnight period. So if you do have plans to be out on the roads, maybe you're making a run to the grocery store, we're expecting dry conditions across the area. It's going to be a different story tomorrow as a coastal storm emerges off the Carolina coast and then tracks to the northeast. We will see precipitation develop from south to north through the day tomorrow, starting in areas south of Albany during tomorrow morning, reaching the capital region likely during the late morning to around noontime, and then precipitation will spread into the north country tomorrow afternoon. At the onset, there's the potential for rain to mix with snow, especially in the lower elevations, but as the storm gets going, any rain will change to all snow, and we are looking at several hours of wet snow across our area through tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. The storm is moving quickly, so by Thanksgiving Day, any significant accumulating snow will be gone, though there might still be a few lingering snow showers or flurries as we work into the day on Thursday. A winter storm warning is in effect for the capital region and points east and south. In that winter storm warning area, we're looking at snow accumulations to range from about 6 to 12 inches, though there could be some higher amounts in the Catskills, Berkshires, and in southern Vermont. Snow amounts will fall off quickly across the north, likely receiving only an inch or two right along the Canadian border. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow developing mainly after lunchtime. Snow may mix with rain in the valleys, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, snow developing. Snow may mix with rain in the valleys at the onset, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a wintry mix by daybreak, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, a wintry mix changing to snow, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low around 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, snow developing during the late morning. Snow may mix with rain in the valleys at the onset, high in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with the chance of a flurry or snow shower, high in the 30s, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Again, a winter storm warning is in effect for the capital region and points east and south. By late tomorrow night, accumulations in that zone will range from 6 to 12 inches with some locally higher amounts. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.